Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
This morning, kids had the morning news show on. Brian Campbell was talking about the fighting in Lebanon. Some senator was squawking about the bad economy. It's gonna get worse to see. Need a change in policy. There's a local paper rolled up in a rubber band. One more sad story, one more than I can stand. Just one, how I'd like to see the headline say, not much to print today, can't find nothing better to say. Because nobody robbed a liquor store on the lower part of town. Nobody OD'd, nobody burned a single building down. Nobody fired a shot in anger, nobody had to die in vain. We sure could use a little good news today. Come home this evening, I guess that the news will be the same. Somebody takes a hostage, somebody steals a plane. I want to hear the anchor man talk about a county fair and how we cleaned up the air. How everybody learned to care. Oh, tell me, no. All the children have to do with play. And everybody loves everybody in the foot of USA. We sure could use a little good news today.
Recording in progress.
Hey, what's going on, everybody, at Redneck and Eyes Radio, blogtalkradio.com. Just things going by real quick. We're trying to get on Facebook Live real quick, so before we start the show officially. But I appreciate everybody joining in. Make sure you go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. And you got links to all of our great, what was I going to say? Sponsors. Yeah, that's right. The great sponsors, LTR Transportation, ltrtransportation.com. DPF Regeneration, dpfregeneration.com. And don't forget Trucker Tools, Trucker Tools app, truckertools.com. Appreciate everybody's support out there. This is one of the great things about doing your own show, what you want to do. You can do whatever you want. You can talk about what you want. You can talk about bad stuff. You can talk about good stuff. I'm just going to talk about the good stuff. That's what I want to talk about because that's what I like to do. I'm a glass half full kind of guy. And let's see. Boom. So, and then when we get back on here, we'll start restart it over again. And let's see here. I got to type some stuff up here and get Facebook live feed.
Even though we ain't that funny,
oh, yeah, that'd be a good one.
I'm so in love with your honey.
Go back over here real quick before we do anything else. Let's this the song I'm looking for? Oh, yeah, here you go.
Hey, I want to sing till the feeling gets right. I can yodel the high notes, I've done it for years.
Good deal, old buddy, how poor the week.
There's always some lady alone at the bar.
Yeah, you always let her know just who you are.
I know a couple of gals that we can call them. They'll shake the picture right off you wall. We're all good buddies and that's the best kind. Nobody fools with a buddy of mine.
I laugh when you're happy
and I cry when you're blue. We're barroom buddies and we're doing fine.
And we're fixing to go live here. We're going to redo everything. And hold just a second here as it goes on here. And then we'll appreciate everybody joining us. Kick it back here. There's Facebook Live. Appreciate everybody
and then
doing
we'll...
that. Good deal. There we go. All right. And here we go. We're going to start it up.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, I want to sing till the feeling gets right. I can yodel the high notes, I've done it for years.
Good deal, old buddy, how poor the week.
There's always some lady alone at the bar.
Yeah, you always let her know just who you are.
I know a couple of gals that we can call them. They'll shake the picture right off you wall. We're barroom buddies and that's the best kind. Nobody fools with a buddy of mine.
I laugh when you're happy
and I cry when you're blue. We're barroom buddies and we're doing fine. So pour me another, we got nothing but time. Oh, chugga-lugga-lugging, barroom buddy of mine.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio. We're here live. It's on weekdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can get a hold of us here, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining us tonight. I tell you what, this is going to be an uplifting show. I tell you what, this is, I am in a good mood. I am not going to focus on any of the negativity stuff. It's out there around us everywhere. And all you got to do is you got to shut it off and turn it into something else. And that's what I do. So I just want to start off by saying that I'm lucky to be alive and I'm lucky to be part of the greatest country in the world ever. To be part of the United States of America, a place where we can be free to just, you know, get up every day, be able to work, be able to live, be able to love, be able to laugh, and that's what it's all about. We celebrate the new. We remember the gone, and we just hope that everything for the better can work itself out. And I just want to say that I appreciate everything going on in my life, and I hope everybody's doing the same, is reflect on what you got going on, and just be thankful. That's all we can do. I had the pulled up, and it's not on here. Go over here. There we go. Boom. There it is. Work itself out. Do it. Boom. All right, so before we go any further, I just wanted to make sure everybody goes and checks out our website, redneckandeyes.com. We got all the great things going on out there where, you know, we got T-shirts for sale, Redneck and Eyes logo on the back of them, the do-it-yourself trucker We came together as a group of truckers to start off something different, to create some kind of education system to where it's focused on more of common sense and more about directing just, you know, truckers to be better truckers and to not necessarily tell you what to do, but basically help you be better. If you want to know how to do it better, all you got to do is ask. And we're, you know, you want to go out there and you want to go do lease purchase, you want to go be an owner-operator, you want to go get your own authority, you want to go be a company driver, more power to you. You know, just have all the information, do all your research, and that's what we focus on here, is just getting the knowledge. And you know what? There's no harm in trying. That's our motto here. It's at first you don't succeed, try again until you just flat out give up. And you know, there's always something you can do, you know, as a truck driver. I did the same thing, you know. I chased that neon rainbow of owner operator, and I might have done it, went about it probably one of the wrong ways to do it, going through the big carriers and not really knowing much about the smaller carriers out there and the system of becoming an independent. And I had a lot of fun, learned a lot, and I'm pretty happy where I'm at right now. And that's all you can ask for, is to be where you're at, to be able to be focused on getting better and always be able to do that. So that's all we can do, is be thankful for that. I want to make sure everybody's aware that's still going on right now, regulations.gov. You go in there and you search. You go FMCSA Speed Limiting Devices 2022. You do a search like that, and what it'll do is it'll come up, and there's a rule. There's a new rule in the process, and it's in the public comment stage right now, and there's only 8 days left. It's May 3rd, and it's 11,390 comments so far, which is not really that good compared to a couple of the others that they had. I'll just tell you this. I was snooping through the comments, and a couple of, like, the Department of Labor and things like that, those guys, they were, you know, in the 30,000 comments. But when there are some rules proposed by the EPA to new rules in the comment stages, there's, like, 14 comments, 25 comments. So, you know, hey, at least we're not the EPA, right? Nobody cares about the EPA. Well, you know, the only people that care about the EPA is, like, you know, the New York Times and all that stuff. I tell you what, it's so funny. And that's what we do here. We kind of just laugh at it, you know. We're like, are you kidding me? That's what you want to worry about right now? You know, we're over here trying to buy diesel fuel, and we're putting metal spikes on top of football helmets and making our shoulder pads into some type of a bulletproof device. We're dressing up like it's Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome right now, because we're going to fix to go out there and shop for diesel fuel. It's getting rare and rare out there where we can find a good price for it. So, you know, all we can do is what we can do, right? Let's see here. I want to get some of that good stuff going on. There it is. Man, oh man. So we're just kicking back here. What you guys want to talk about? How's your Thursday going? You got one day left before it's Friday. Friday is Thursday's almost over. So it's almost Friday. It's almost weekend. It's a long weekend, Memorial Day weekend this weekend. So if you are a company man like I am, you're going to have Monday off. You should. I know I do. And some of the better companies, they actually pay for you to be off. They actually give you that day in pay. So me, I'm taking tomorrow off too, so we're not going to have a show tomorrow unless somebody else in Redneck and I wants to do it. Sunday, there'll still be a show, I'm pretty sure. I think Tiff and Greg are going to fire it up and go at it on Sunday. I'll be visiting family up in Killeen, Texas. That's where I grew up. I went to Killeen High School, class of 1992, state champs 1991. All of my friends on Facebook, we know that. They just released a documentary. They made a documentary about us winning the national championship, because that year, I don't know if anybody remembers, 1991, Killeen, Texas, and I think it was either October, it was October, when George Kennard drove into the Luby's cafeteria, and that was probably one of the worst mass shootings in the United States up to that point. And he had two handguns. In fact, that was people were talking about, you know, we're talking about gun laws here these last few weeks, you know, because of all the tragedies and everything. And, you know, the funny thing is that the state of Texas, before Luby's, there really was no concealed carry permit allowed in Texas. There was no concealed carry law in Texas. I forgot the woman's name, but she was at the Luby's with her in-laws. And her two in-laws both perished in that shooting. And she was there. And she told Congress, she told the state legislatures in Texas, she had a firearm, but because of the laws that restrict her from being able to carry it around on her persons, she always left it in the car whenever she went somewhere, like into the store, restaurant, stuff like that. So she takes it out of her purse and puts it in her glove box while they go into Luby's. And she was so upset. She testified. She said, I was just thinking that I have a gun in my car right now that I cannot use because I'm not allowed to bring it into the restaurant. So that's when concealed carry permits became the main draw there in the state of Texas. And that was a big point there. But that year, 1991, playing football, that week we still played the football game. And it was a big deal. And, of course, there's some video of that on the documentary. And we were talking about it. We were just that football game, the football season. You know, we won third in district. But that year was the first year because the districts were so big and there were so many schools in all the districts. And there were so many 5A schools because they had not yet come out with 6A yet. So they said, well, you know what? We're going to put three teams in each district. We'll go to the playoffs. We'll have two playoff brackets. We'll have two state champs for 5A because there are so many schools. And they had so what happened was is that so they had three schools from each district, and they had one school that would go, one high school would go to one playoff bracket, and the other two would go to a different playoff bracket. And then that would create, what was it, like a five-game playoff for the one school, and then a six-game playoff for the other two schools with all the other brackets, right? And they said, well, how do we decide that one school? And we're like, well, because we haven't come up with a 6A yet, and because 6A is going to be about enrollment, we are going to determine which school is going to go to the big school. They're going to call it big school, which means the school with the highest enrollment gets to go to that big bracket, the one to play one less game. So because of our enrollment, we were third place. The two teams that won ahead of us, to the first place, second place, it was Waco High and Temple High School. Waco High School, both those teams beat us. But because our enrollment was so higher, we were classified as the big school, so we got to go to the big bracket. And it was so funny because that freshman class was like the biggest class had ever been enrolled into the school ever. So that was a big deal. And so we all went around shaking the freshmen's hands because they were the ones that led us into the big school, into the big bracket. But history unfolds where we got into the big bracket, and if you watch the documentary, I was going to look through. I'll get that documentary up and I'll share it to our Redneck and I's page. But what happened was is it was nail biters all the way, and like I said, we were the underdogs the whole time, and we ended up going down to Houston playing Sugarland Dulles, an undefeated football team that was just about 14 miles away from the Astrodome, and we drove all the way down from Killeen, Texas. And we won that game on a Saturday afternoon, and that was history in the making right there. First ever state championship for Killeen High School, so that's pretty awesome. And so it's a good memory to have. I always tell everybody that's my Al Bundy memory right there. If I never did anything good for the rest of my life, at least I was part of the state championship football team. Yep. But yeah, that's where I'll be heading. I'll be up there this weekend, and visiting and having a great time. And I hope everybody's able to get home. This is Memorial Day weekend where we celebrate the fallen heroes of all the wars past. Don't mistake Veterans Day for Memorial Day. So Memorial Day celebrates the fallen heroes. Okay. Veterans Day is the one where we celebrate active duty. All right. So Memorial Day is the ones who have fought and died. And, you know, you go down to the national cemeteries. So right now, I know for a fact that tomorrow afternoon here in Corpus Christi, Texas, they're going to lay flags down at the grave sites at the Veterans Cemetery here in Corpus. They're probably going to do that all over the country. So there'll be American flags flying at the grave sites at the Veterans Cemeteries there in all of the Veterans Cemeteries across the country. And that's the big thing. In fact, somebody, either the president or vice president or somebody, will go lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier there in Washington, D.C., and that's what you do on Memorial Day. On Memorial Day, celebrate the fallen heroes. And not to mistake, you know, don't go up to an active duty, somebody wearing a uniform. I mean, you can always go up to them, thank them for your service all year. It's not about them. It's about the ones that fought and died, and they should tell you that. In fact, if you came up to me and said that to me, I wear uniforms for my job, and it says U.S. veteran on there, and people come up to me all the time, and they say, thank you for your service. And I'm like, well, the honor was all mine. You know, I didn't do it for you to thank me. You know, I did it, you know, to be honest, I did it because I was a knucklehead, and I needed straightening out. So that's why I joined the military. So, you know, don't thank me for being a knucklehead. And that's what I tell people all the time. But, like I said, Memorial Day weekend, when you're out celebrating, it's for the fallen heroes. We've got some cool videos at the Redneck and I's YouTube channel talking about celebrating the Memorial Day and fallen heroes. Chris Kyle is he's the American sniper, people don't know. And he is buried actually at the Texas Veterans Memorial Cemetery, which is in Austin. And I had the privilege of visiting that gravesite there. He's got a good, it's a huge black gravestone right there. And there's a lot of great Texas veterans buried there. It's in Austin. It's on the other side. So the Capitol, if you're on the Interstate 35 facing north and the Capitol is on your left with the university and everything, the Veterans Cemetery is on the right. So it's like if you got off the highway and stayed over there on the east side of the interstate, that's where the Veterans Cemetery is. I forget what street it's on, but it's stretched out there. It's pretty good size cemetery there. You can park over there and walk around. I bobtailed. I was bobtail one day, and that's what I did. I went and visited the Capitol of Texas, and then I walked around and went to the cemetery as well. And that was a lot of fun. Took some pictures. You know, there were people protesting. That was right around, I think that was 2017. That was right around when Trump got elected. People were protesting all the election stuff and everything. You know, just like how they claim that, you know, the Republicans were protesting this last time around on 2021 or whatever. Well, 2017, Democrats were protesting everywhere too because they didn't think the election was legit. But, you know, hey, you know, what comes around goes around. That's what I always say. What do you call the coolest thing about visiting the Texas Capitol, okay? If you have a concealed carry permit or a license to carry and it is reciprocated in the state of Texas, I'm pretty sure, you know what, I don't really know. You'd have to check me on this. If you're not from Texas, I don't know if it's still the same as if you are from Texas. But so here will happen. You go into the Capitol, and it's a courthouse. It is a legislature body right there. And you walk in, there's security, just like anywhere else. And they have metal detectors and all that stuff. So you go in there, and everybody's pulling out their change and their keys and everything like that, going through metal detectors, and they got the guards there, and they're scanning everything like that. And they've got this other line over here on the right side, and it says, when I was going through there, it was CCW, concealed carry licenses, go over here. And if you were carrying and you walked over there, you showed them your concealed carry license, and you showed it to them, and they verified it that was valid, and they just said, they opened up the rope, and they said, go right ahead. And so you can carry inside the state capitol of Texas. It is the only state-owned building in the state of Texas that you're allowed to carry in, is the capitol, the actual capitol building. That is it. All the other buildings are restricted. You can't have any firearms in any of these any other buildings except for the Capitol, which is, you know, the legislative body where all the Senate and all that is. If you have your permit. Now, like I said, I'm not real sure if that law applies to any of the reciprocating out-of-state permits. I just know that as a resident of Texas, if you have the license to carry, you know, now – I think that that still applies, even though we have a constitutional carry now. I think having the license is still required and able to carry inside the building. I'm not real sure. But nowadays, you know, you don't have to have a permit to carry anymore. And a lot of states are going that way. Kentucky was always the constitutional carry. So, and a lot of other states are doing that. But the license to carry, I always thought license to carry was important. There's a local bar down here where I live, and he has a sign up, and it says he has a sign, like it's kind of like written in marker, but it's nice and big and presentable. And it says that it is illegal to carry a firearm in a bar in Texas. And that's true. When you go to a class to get your permit, and me and Greg have talked about this several times. When you go to a class, you learn all these. Where can you go? Where can you not go? All this. Well, when it's constitutional carry, but you still have these laws that require you to follow, like in the buildings. Like, I mean, even if you were in a state that's constitutional carry, most government buildings you can't carry, post offices you can't carry, federal buildings you can't carry, you know, and all that stuff. But you don't take a class to know that. You just have to know that. So a lot of people, because it's constitutional carry, they weren't taking the classes. They didn't know the laws. And I think taking classes is always good. Even if you're not required to take the class, still take the class. You know, that's all we say. You know, like we were talking about riding motorcycles. You know, it's funny to me that if you take the class in the state of Texas to ride a motorcycle, that is your endorsement. You take the class, you pass the class, you take the certificate of the class to the DPS office, the driver's license. And now you're endorsed to ride motorcycles. But when I took the class, about half the people in there had been riding for years. They never gotten the endorsement. And so it's kind of like, I mean, maybe you're not required to, but then again, why wouldn't you? You know, why wouldn't you want to get the endorsement? Why wouldn't you want to get the class? It's always important, right? Training, that's what Redneck and I is all about, is get the information, you know? Do your research, all that kind of stuff. But anyway, that's what I was thinking about. And looks like we got, let's see what's going on here. Hey, is this
how you
Greg?
Doing, Ed?
Man, yes, I tell you what, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good. Oh, pretty good. Ain't didn't do a whole lot today. I helped her with the garden yesterday. We got it all in today. I just been a lazy day. I haven't done a whole lot.
Yeah.
Got to go back to work probably Wednesday again. No, that with the constitutional carry, Ed, back to that for a second, I think a lot of people, I mean, in my opinion, the states that hold reciprocity to your home state that you got your CCW in, I think that the law should apply, you know, uniformly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if it's illegal to do it in Texas, it should be legal to do it for Texas and Ohio and Texas, Indiana, where, you know, it should be all uniform, the laws.
Right.
But what does constitutional carry, correct me if I'm wrong, but these states that's going to constitutional carry, which Ohio is one of them, he just signed that not too long ago. All right, now it's constitutional carry, but people think, well, no, I don't need a permit to carry a gun. Well, no, you don't. In the constitutional carry states, no. As long as you don't, you know, you're not a violent criminal or whatever, you can get it. You can buy a gun. You can carry it.
Right.
But what they're failing to realize is once you step across state lines, that constitutional carry don't apply.
Exactly. Yep.
It
yep.
applies to your home state. Anybody in Ohio, if it's constitutional carry, yes, it you know, now in a constitutional carry state, I'm not sure. Like, but from here, say Kentucky's one. I'm thinking West Virginia's one. So you can go to West Virginia, okay, but I'm thinking that constitutional carry only covers you in the states that has constitutional carry.
No, yeah, that's
now, if
true.
You go to a state that don't, so you take on a constitutional carry, yeah, you got the right to own a gun. But if you put that in a vehicle with you or on your person, and you as soon as, like, at least the people in Ohio here, right around in town here, they think that's real neat. But they fail to realize as soon as they cross that state line over into Indiana or Michigan or somebody that, you know, they may hold reciprocity to Ohio with a CCW, but, you know, if they don't have, you know, constitutional carry, now they're illegal.
Exactly.
So that doesn't apply up there. So now when they step across that state line, they cross that state line and they got that gun on them, it might be constitutional carry. They might be legal in Ohio, but they're not legal in Indiana or wherever.
Yeah.
So now
right.
they're a criminal. You know, they're a criminal. You know, and they don't realize that. They think, oh, you know, he passed that law. I don't need the permit now. I can just go wherever. Well, no, it ain't so.
That's right. You know, just like, I mean, it's just the same thing applied. Remember when they legalized marijuana in a lot of the states, all the truck drivers were going crazy, getting high. And it's like, no, it's not for you. You know, and that's the thing is like, we have to understand that yeah, state might not require a permit, you know, whatever. But like you said, as soon as you put it in your vehicle and you go to the other state, you have to abide by their laws. And
exactly.
And I remember, and like Tiffany was talking about it yesterday on the show, was that in truck driving, you know, you might be – there's no federal law saying you can't carry, but you must abide by all the laws in each state. So
yeah,
that's
exactly.
– as a truck driver, that's what you have to do. You got a firearm in your vehicle and going down the road in the truck, in the big truck, you need to follow all the rules in that state. So having a permit out of your home state is important, because that way, if you do have any kind of reciprocity of the other states, then you're good to go. But if you don't
right.
have that permit, then any of those states that don't have constitutional carry, then you're not, you know. And I think even there might even be some rules. I don't know all of them by heart, but I think, and there might even be a few constitutional carry states that only apply to the residents of those states. Like, it don't apply to people that from out of state.
Right.
And so, you know, you got to check
that. It. Like Texas is open carry too, right?
That's right.
See, Ohio is too. Actually, Ohio is an open carry state. I mean, you can open carry right out here in the public. You don't have to conceal it. You can open carry. But
right.
now with open carry, you know, nobody, a lot of people don't have the nerve. You walk out, you know, you walk out here in public with a gun hanging out on your side where everybody can see it. It's not that it makes you any more illegal, but it makes everybody else uneasy.
Exactly.
You know, people, you know, you got these, you know, liberals, whatever you want. They don't like that. It makes them uncomfortable. Seeing you standing there with a pistol on your side, you know, or a handgun out there in the open where they can see it. You put it underneath of a shirt, you put a T-shirt down over it. You can see it. You know what they got. You know they got a piece on their side. But you can't see it. There's nothing they can do about it.
Right.
All right?
And,
but they don't physically see it. But once they see it, then they start getting real uncomfortable and they start complaining. Well, that's what I never understood. When they come out with concealed carry permits, all right, then everybody starts saying, okay, well, it's concealed carry. But then you got your 7-Elevens and your convenience stores and your gas stations and whatever. First thing they did was slap a sticker on the door, no firearms permitted. All right. Well, okay. All right. That's your choice to do that. But then they're the first ones that want to complain or bitch or bellyache and raise hell when they get robbed.
Yep.
Well, let me ask something. If I had a store, you know, a convenience store or whatever, I would welcome concealed carry in my store. Because, and we've said this before, you and I have had this discussion, are you going to go in, if you're a criminal, are you going to walk up in a store or a restaurant or wherever and try to rob this place, if you think that maybe everybody in there has a damn, you know, a firearm on them, no, you're not. You're going
right.
to deter away from them and say, wait a minute. But as soon as you see a sign on that door that says no weapons, no firearms permitted, no concealed carries, no whatever, all right, you're saying, well, hell, they ain't allowed to have any in there, so now I'm a criminal. I don't give a shit about their law. I'm going to go in there and rob this place because I know I'm good because there ain't nobody in there allowed to have them. I know nobody's got another gun in there.
Exactly.
It don't make sense. I went to Commercial Truck and Trailer up here in Girard, Ohio, where we get truck trailer parts.
Right.
I went up there the other day. I stopped in there to check on a couple things for the truck, and they got a sign right on the front door. It said, our employees and customers may be armed. So criminals beware.
Yeah.
That's exactly their sign on their front door.
Yeah.
Our employees and customers may be armed, so criminals beware. And it basically, firearms welcome.
Right.
You know,
well,
I mean, so,
yeah, and then,
you know.
Well, I was going to say is that in all the laws, everybody needs to understand, too, that there's different states got different laws for different things. One of the things that we learned in the class, if you take the class here in the state of Texas, one of the topics that's covered is the concealed carry and whether or not you're actually concealed. Because, like you're saying, well, you put a shirt over, you know, and the other thing, too, is having an open carry in the state of Texas. One of the big problems when they started the open carry was people were just putting it in their waist. You know, they were just putting it down in the middle of their back inside their pants.
Right.
And that's illegal. The open carry is actually must be in a holster on your belt.
Yeah.
That's the law.
Well, any open where it can be seen.
Right. If it's open, like if it's being shown, if you can see it, it must be on your hip, on the belt.
Right.
You can't have it like sticking out of your boot or your
right.
or sticking out of, you know, it's got to be in a holster and that
right.
kind of thing. Well, one of the things that the state of Texas had a problem with, because a lot of people were talking about it and they had to pass a law to actually cover it, and that was the term printing. And you know what that is, right? Printing
uh-huh.
is when you have a shirt covering it,
yep.
but you could still see it. Like if
right.
I have it, if I have a shirt covering it, you can't see the firearm, but you can see it outlined in the shirt because it's, you
right.
know, it's
you know it's there.
It's, you know it's there, but it's not, it, but it's being, so Texas actually had to pass a law saying that's still concealed. As long as I can't
right.
see the firearm, you can have a shirt covering it. And you could have it like some people would have it in their pocket, and they would have tight pants on or tight shorts, and they would have it in
right.
their pocket. You could actually see it in the pocket and all that. And they had to say that's still concealed, you know, and all that. So
right.
a lot of states had said you can't do that. You know, if you're what they call printing, where we
right.
where, you know, kind of like leaving an imprint or imprinting, I think is what it is. It's leaving showing a bulge in your clothes, allowing the firearm
right.
to come through. That it would be illegal. So there was a lot of things doing like that. Now, a lot of people were one of the topics in class talking about either imprinting or concealed was like Joe Blow has it concealed in his on his waist, but it's got a long shirt on, and he goes into a bar where he's not supposed to have the firearm, but
right.
like, but he's like. But he's like, nobody's going to see it because I got it concealed. So
sure.
I'm not, you know, nobody's
right.
going to. Well, when you're an experienced law enforcement officer and you can see it because he's imprinting, then he's
right.
breaking the law, you know, because he has it where
right.
he's not supposed to and all that. So, and the other thing that's a big deal that people often don't understand either is that if you have a firearm, if you are carrying a firearm in the state of Texas, I don't know about the new law because of the constitutional carry, but if you are carrying and you are approached by a law enforcement officer, then and you must inform them that you're carrying. Like you need to tell
them. Exactly. Immediately.
And
don't wait. If they have to ask you, you're already too late.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio reads, when, anytime you're approached by a law enforcement officer in a traffic stop or whatever, the first thing you do is keep your hands where they can see you. When he approaches the car, tell him, look, I have a concealed carry. The weapon's wherever it's at, on your hip, in the console, whatever, in your vehicle, and let him make the call then.
Yep.
You know, and like they told us, they may tell you, okay, step out of the car, let me see your permit, whatever. They may want to hold the firearm until the traffic stop is complete, and then they'll give it back to you. Or they may tell you, okay, well, okay, don't worry about it. Leave it where it's at, you know, and go on with what they're doing. But
exactly.
That's to their discrepancy. But you have to tell them that you have it. Because
yep.
If you don't tell them and they find it, or, you know, or if they have to ask you, well, it's already too late because now
yep.
You're in violation of that concealed carry.
Right.
However, it's a fine line right there, man. I mean, you got to watch, you know.
Yeah. No, it's and that's well. See, and that's the other thing too is like, I mean, when you know, of course, we're going through all of these tragedies right now, and everybody's online posting about how we need change and we need different stuff and all that. Most of those people don't even know the law. They don't even know.
Right.
They don't even know. You know, I mean, everybody's posting. I had to post today. I don't know if you saw it. Everybody's saying, can't believe that you don't even have to be 21 to buy a rifle in Texas. I said, well, you don't have to be 21 to buy a rifle anywhere except for
no.
A few states. It's not actually,
right.
I think it's only like 8 states that require you to be 21 for anything. I mean, for,
exactly.
For any firearm. The only, I mean, federal law is 18. So don't blame Texas. It's not a Texas thing. That's a federal law. So. You know,
right.
I mean, most people just don't know the law. I mean, I remember when concealed carry and open carry was being talked about in the state of Texas, people were putting pictures, excuse me, you know how you do memes on Facebook, and they were putting them on and said, I support the concealed carry, which is they were showing a picture of a guy wearing a pistol on his hip with his shirt covering it, and they said, but I don't support open carry. And when he had a picture of the open carry, he had a guy with a rifle over his shoulder, and I said, those are both legal currently. The open carry now, the law change was for pistols, for handguns. It's always been legal. Basically, the entire country, you can carry a rifle on your shoulder down the street. Ain't nobody going to say nothing. I mean, they can say
right.
Something. They're going to come up and talk to you about it and all that, what maybe, but it's legal. So,
right.
You know. I remember one guy was in Columbus, Ohio, and he was carrying a firearm. He was carrying an AR
yep.
on his shoulder, and it made like YouTube or whatever because people were coming up and saying, you got a firearm. You got a firearm. And they go, officer, he's got a firearm on it. And then the cop's like, it's legal. He's legal. I don't understand what you're talking
yeah.
about. You know?
Yeah.
But now, I understand that they're now, I'll tell you this. I don't like it one bit. You see it happen sometimes, but it didn't happen as often as you think it might happen. But there is maybe even some profiling, you know, racial profiling where, you know, there was
right.
a deal where the white guy walking down the street with a rifle, ain't nobody going to say nothing, but the black guy walking down the street with a rifle and the SWAT team shows up and all that. And I'm like, well,
yeah.
I don't know. I have never seen that happen openly.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube, but hell, that could be a skit for all I know. I don't know, you know, what I'm saying.
Right.
I don't know if it's real or not, but, and I know it happens. I know it does. I'm not going to say it doesn't, but again, hey. That's not the law, okay? It's that's police. That's just cops doing cop stuff. And me and you
right.
both, we got our opinions about police, whether it be good or bad. I mean, there's just you
right.
know, you got stuff like that. So I'm not gonna say that it's all good. It's you know just like now we were talking about first responders. So I don't know if you saw today, you know, of course everybody's praising first responders because of Uvalde, Texas, and everything going on there. But come to find out, the guy was in the school for like an hour before they showed up. So,
yeah.
So I mean, what's law enforcement going to say about that? You know, they said that when he went in, when he got to the school, he was approached by a resource officer. That turned out to be not the case. Nobody approached him. Nobody stopped him.
Right.
He walked right in. And, of course, he walked into a side door. He didn't go into the front door. So he walked into a side
right.
door. But nobody confronted him at the start of it. He You know, he came right off the street. So that kind of stuff, you know, hey, law enforcement, I mean, you know, I'll just tell you right now, the reason why carrying a firearm is so important and being armed is so important is because you can't depend on other people to save you. You just can't do it.
Right.
You can only depend on yourself and your family to do that. So, yeah, that's the important thing.
Exactly.
So wow. I think that's
like the CCWs. Your concealed carry right now, you know, like we was going back to where you got to notify, you know, you got to, you know, let law enforcement know when they stop you that you got one. You better. Because as soon as you hand them the driver, they would say, so, well, how do they know if we got it or not, you know? Well, as soon as you hand him that driver's license, you use that driver's license as ID to get that concealed carry. So as soon as you hand him your driver's license, registration of that car, you better hope you tell him before he goes back to that cruiser, because if not,
yes,
the next thing he's going to do is come to bear and tell you, look, where's your CC? How come you didn't let me know about your CCW?
Exactly.
As soon as he runs your driver's license number, it's going to come back that you're a concealed captain. You know, you got a CCW.
Yep. Anytime they run your name in the computer and you've got.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'll come up.
Exactly.
Right.
It's coming up.
Yep.
So they're going to know it. Whether you got it with you or not, you got to tell them, look, I got a CCW. Okay, do you have it on your person? No, I don't have it. It's at home. I'm not carrying today, but I do have one. Okay,
right.
Well, let me see your permit. Okay, fine. But you have to tell them, whether you got it on you or not, you have to notify them that you have it.
Yep.
Because how do they know? And they may end up wanting to look. You know, hey, go knock yourself out. If you got nothing to hide and you're not doing nothing illegal, then don't worry about it.
Exactly.
And it's like people getting stopped and getting their ass beat, you know, and getting so-called harassed by the police. No, I've been stopped. I'm a truck driver, man. I've been stopped numerous times over the years. You know, and every time I've been stopped, I deserved it. I worked hard to get that traffic stopped. All right? Now, that being said, you know, when they stop you, it's yes, sir, no, sir. Tell them, do what they ask you to do. If you don't like it, then take it up in court. The ones that's getting their ass beat, getting shot and everything, it's resisting arrest and stuff, they deserve what they get.
Yeah.
It don't matter. That cop can be the biggest asshole that there is out there. But on the highway, when he stops you, he at the end of the day, he's the man.
Yeah.
Whatever he says goes. You get an attorney, take it to court, do whatever. But as soon as you start resisting arrest, that takes it to a whole new level. Because now what tells me the only reason you're doing that is because you got something to hide. You've either got outstanding warrants or something, and you don't want them, you know, don't want them finding out. Well, now you're just making it worse.
Right.
So if you don't have nothing to hide, and you're every time somebody gets shot, oh, he was such a good kid, he was loved by everybody in the community. Yeah, that's what they all say.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then they find out that he's got a record, or her or whatever's got a record as long as your arm, and they've been in, you know, they got a criminal background, they've been in trouble with the law numerous times over the years. That, you know, BS. You know, I don't care what your ethnic background is, or your black, green, white, purple, pink, yellow, I don't care. You know, right's right, wrong's wrong.
Yep.
If you don't have anything to hide, then there's no reason you can't carry on a conversation with that cop, law enforcement, whatever, just like we are right now.
Exactly. Exactly. And if one of those things, it's, I mean, like, even if you weren't doing what they say you were doing, just let them
right.
Just say, you know, that's fine, you know, and everything. A lot of times what I see, because, I mean, we watch videos, you know, it's on TV. They got those PD Live and, you know, cops and all that stuff where they want to entertain us with all that good stuff. And you see it all the time where the cop, he might be an asshole where he wants to instigate something where he's going to ask you a question and he expects you to maybe, you know, he's trying to stir the pot, which he's a jerk. Okay, yeah, that's fine. The problem
is they'll bait
you into that so that they can get some type of other thing going, you know, to get you to say something, especially if they think you're up to no good, wherever. And I mean, a lot of times you just have to say, you know, that's fine, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want. I mean, that's what it is. And a lot of times fighting them even makes it worse. And especially if you're going to, you know, I mean, if you're, like you're saying, if you got nothing to hide, then ain't no big deal. It's all going to get worked out. You know, I mean, just like you're saying, if I got pulled over, it's because I was doing something wrong, you know.
And, exactly.
And so, you know, yeah, I mean, and if, you know, we did that before too, back in those old days, you know, we were talking about serving our country and being in the military. You know, I've been in those situations where I've been that knucklehead that just, you know, flat out just did something stupid, and the cop's like, hey, come over here, you know, stand over here. I wasn't driving or nothing. I was just doing stuff I shouldn't been doing, and you know that trying to be old Joe Blow, cool ass GI guy, you know, whatever. And I mean, right there, he's yes sir, yeah, you got me, you know, whatever. Because I mean, it ain't nothing gonna change, you know. They're not gonna.
That's right.
You know, so it's like you just like take your beating, take your licking, and live to fight another day. Pretty much is all you can do. Because I mean, you know, ain't. You know, it's kind of like the guy pulled me over one time and I told him, I said, this ain't the first time I've been stopped for this, and it probably won't be the last either.
Yeah.
And he's like, damn it, don't tell me that.
I know one time he stopped me. He said, you know why I pulled you over? I said, yeah, I know why you pulled me over. He said, well, why did I pull you over? I said, I'm not incriminating. I said, I'm going to let you tell me.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you tell me. You know, I said, let's face it. I said, and I've told him, I said, it's a cat and mouse game. I said, I tried to get away with it. You caught me. Simple as that.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, so yeah. Yeah, I tell you what, like I said, we got to focus on what we can get through, and I think we're gonna be all right.
I found years ago, a lot of years ago, probably at least 18 years ago now, that the easiest way to stay out of trouble is not to get in it.
Yeah.
Settle your ass down, behave yourself. Try to obey the law the best you can. I mean, you'll break the law without even trying. You know, it's going to happen. I mean, nobody is perfect. But as long as it's nothing stupid, you're not going to have a problem.
Exactly.
I mean, let's face it. Everybody speeds. Everybody breaks the speed limit at some point.
Yep.
You can say you're a model citizen. I've slowed down. I don't speed attention anymore, but there's an occasion when you do start stepping heavy on it. I just been lucky enough. I haven't been caught for, you know, and I don't do it for long periods of time. I do it accidental, and then I catch myself and think, wait, what the hell are you doing here? You know, you're going to get caught. And it's the same way with everything. You know, I mean, paper logs. Okay, there's one. You know, anything that you do, you know, you miss turns out there in a truck. Oh, hell, I'll just do a U-turn here in the middle of this intersection. You know, it's late at night. There ain't no cars in sight. Ain't no traffic. Yep. You swing over and make a big-ass U-turn there in the middle of that damn highway. Okay, that's fine.
You might
get away with it, but there's always that chance that there's a cop sitting there in a driveway somewhere in a parking lot. He sees you do it. Well, guess what?
That's right.
Now you broke the law. Regardless if there was any damage done or anybody around to see you or not, he's seen you. So now he's got you. So, you know, it's that kind of thing right there that, you know, little things like that will get you in trouble without you even thinking about it.
Yep.
So, well, Ed, it's after 8 o'clock. I don't know what time you're getting off here to go to work, but it's been a good show tonight.
Yeah.
Touched on some topics. I know you need to get going, so I'm going to let you thank the sponsors and get out of here, and we'll talk another day.
Good deal, bud. Appreciate you.
So we will do the show on Sunday, her and I.
All right. All right.
And see how that comes out. So we'll talk at you later, buddy.
All right, now. Good deal.
All right. Yes. Great. Enjoy your time with family, Ed, and we will talk to you later on.
Appreciate you, bud. I sure will.
All right.
Good deal. All right, now, good deal. Hey, so, everybody, hey, thanks for listening along and following along there. Like I said, we're on blogtalkradio.com. If you're on Facebook Live right now and you want to hear our audio versions or you want to call in, that's 515-602-9731. It's blogtalkradio.com. It's / redneckinize, and you'll get right to it. If you go to blogtalkradio.com, you can sign up. And you can register your name, put your email address in it like that. And, you know, even if it's like something like, I don't know about y'all, but I have several email addresses. When I go to a truck show and everybody's passing out, you know, free stuff, and they said, just give me your email and we'll put them. That's what I do. I give them this other email address. So if you want to go to blogtalkradio.com, you can sign up. And you don't have to have your own radio show. You can just have your account there and sign up. And then you can follow us. And then you'll get notified when we get shows and everything. And that's, you know, you can listen along or you can call in 515-602-9731. That's our audio. And that's our main deal. That's what we're on right there. Boom. Right. Every now and then we'll get on here and we'll be on Facebook Live, YouTube Live. What we do is I'll try to record the video of the audio, shows. We'll record, see right here, I got a camera facing me, and I'll sit right here, and I'll record it, and I'll talk, and we'll talk to people on the phone and everything. And then later on, I'll cut the video up into little chunks, and I'll put them on YouTube. And you can go on YouTube, and you can listen, you know, follow the show on there. And we've got a YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody subscribing to that, because that's been a great success for us. And I'd like to be able to have everything on YouTube to where we do nothing but YouTube. Maybe we will someday. But until then, that's what we are. We're the call-in radio show, 515-602-9731. And it's all due to the truck drivers and especially just, you know, the all everyday do-it-yourself truckers that just have been following us for so long at Redneck and I's here. We can't be more thankful for that, and that's what we are so proud of. And because of the drivers and because of us growing like we have, the sponsors have come on and said, hey, we like what you're doing. Let's keep it up. What do you need? And we're like, well, this is what we do, and this is what we need. Can you help us out? We can help you out. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. So DPF Regeneration, they're the first ones that did it. I mean, they're like, you guys are awesome. Let me help you out. And so we got everything in order to where we told them this is, you know, we're technically a charity, and we take the money and we put it into an account where we actually pay for food and entertainment and supplies and a lot of stuff to help drivers during the truck shows when we want to serve dinner. And that's what we do. And we don't charge money. We don't try to do that. What we want to do is we want to promote a camaraderie of the Brotherhood of Trucking, do-it-yourself trucker, to help truckers be better truckers. And we made some videos on YouTube to tell the four-wheelers, you're driving wrong. When you're out of big truck, this is how you need to be driving. And everybody loves it. And DPF Regeneration is one of the ones that made that happen, to help make that happen. And we can't thank them enough. And we just, like you guys, to the other truckers out there, if you do need any kind of help with your particulate filters or EGR coolers, stuff like that, check out DPF Regeneration, and they're at dpfregeneration.com. You can give them a call at 800-634-3010, and they're out of Stratford, Connecticut, I'm sorry. And they're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday even 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you can give them a call at 800-634-3010, dpfregeneration.com. They've been with us for a long time, and they're the first ones. And we're so proud to have them with us. And we can't thank them enough for all their support. We even were trying to help out a good friend of mine down here in Corpus. You see my hat here on Facebook. It's Biker Lives Matter. It's the GDP project, which is raising bikers' safety awareness, motorcycle safety awareness. May is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, and my friend Gerald runs the GDP project, which is for promoting motorcycle safety. And DPF Regeneration also donated to Biker Lives Matter for to help them out, to get them going, and for them to promote safety riding motorcycles. So you got trucker safety and do-it-yourself trucker, owner-operator know-how, and you also got motorcycle safety, motorcycle awareness. So that's what we're all about here. DPFregeneration.com is where they're at, 800-634-3010. We appreciate all their support. Our other great sponsors, it's Load to Ride Transportation, LTRtransportation.com. Also, Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. Trucker Tools, one of the ones, you know, where we were actually getting ready for our truck show in 2020. When we were expecting a huge show before the gala got canceled because of COVID. And Trucker Tools is like, man, you guys are doing something awesome here. We'd love to help you. And we got into, you know, a big partnership with them. And with the COVID thing, we were so disappointed. And we were so unsure that Trucker Tools was going to be like, you know, well, you know, we're going through some stuff here because of COVID and all that. So we're kind of, but no, they were like, hey, Redneck and I, you guys are awesome. We appreciate all your support. At the truck show in Louisville here this last time around, Trucker Tools even sponsored some, they had some panels where they had some discussions and questions and press conferences and all that stuff about being an owner operator and everything. And we were a part of that. And that was awesome. And we were so thrilled to do that. And we worked with Trucker G, Jacinda, and Daryl, I think his name was, and all those great people, all the great influencers on the internet that are out there, and it was so awesome. We had such a great time. So appreciate all their support and everything. Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. Go download their app from your app store, Trucker Tools app, and that is where you can track freight, book freight, you can map your route, you can look for truck stops and fuel stops and maintenance facilities, you can even find parking. You can actually find and pay for parking on the app. It's different facilities. I don't know if you guys see truck stops are starting to charge for parking. Maybe even you live in a big city and you have a hard time finding parking for your truck and trailer, and it's getting harder and harder these days. Well, there are properties all over the country in different cities where this, you know, there's like maybe a privately owned parking lot or maybe even some facility where they have parking for big trucks. Well, they've, you know, worked with Trucker Tools and they've said, hey, you know, you go on the app and you can find out where these parking spots are. And it's awesome. So maybe you go home, you need to take a week off, you need a place to park the truck. Maybe, you know, it's hard to find parking where you live. Check them out. Give them a look up and see what you got and see what you can do. Because a lot of people, when I was over the road, a lot of times the places that I was actually spending time in, there was no facilities for me to park. You know, I had to come up with it on my own and everything. And you kind of just find a little warehouse that's not open that day or hopefully the mall won't tow you away or something like that, you know. So you gotta watch out for that stuff. But anyway, I'm going to get out of here, get to work, and then I'm heading to the house. I'm heading to see family. So you guys have a great weekend out there. And like I said, make sure you go check out, celebrate Memorial Day. Give a special thanks to the fallen heroes. Say a prayer and maybe even a good glass of whiskey in the name of all the fallen heroes out there that have gave their all for this great country. I tell you what, this is the greatest country ever existed in the world as of today. Ever. Go through history and say, was there ever a country better? No, there wasn't. No. Because just think about just lives that have been changed because they've been able to chase their own goals and their own dreams. And yeah, I mean, I'm not going to deny it. Things could be better. But I tell you what, the way things are in the world today is you got to be thankful that you live here. and that you were born here in the United States. People are killing themselves trying to get here. This is how great this country is. People are literally dying trying to get here. So just think about that. Think about that. So anyway, you guys stay safe. Stay successful. Where am I at here? Let's see. Where? No, that's not the one I want. There it is. That's the one I want right there. How about that one right there? I love it. So like I said, you guys, stay safe. Stay successful. Keep it between the ditches. Don't forget, Sunday, Smokey and the Bandit, 45th anniversary will be in the movie theaters. Fathomevents.com. Go check it out. So stay successful. Keep it between the ditches. And we'll see y'all out there on the road. All right, this is Redneck and Eyes Radio. See you later.
Me and my boys got this rig around, and we'll come about a mile from a guitar play. Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kind of just hang around. But I heard someone call my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jeep guitar. Now I'm smoking in a Texas with a hammer down and a rocking little combo from a guitar down. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? Love to hear the steel bell thumbing on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wonder why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit and a motel tan. When my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. With my back to the rising, make my stand. Hey, pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of here tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take you back with me to the guitar town.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on,
He's hot on your trail, and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you've got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch your bandit run.
Recording stopped.